This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. In this edition, part two of our conversation with Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed. This section of the interview focused on crime. The mayor earlier this week responded angrily to some highly publicized crimes, including the mugging of a CNN anchor. You said you would put forward a series of countermeasures this following some high-profile muggings and carjackings and shootings. What specifically are you talking about? Which countermeasures are you looking at?
I'm not going to discuss them on air, but I have a record that suggests that what I'm saying is true. So when the young man was beaten outside of a store in southeast Atlanta, there were three people involved. We tracked all of them as far away as Pennsylvania. When the young man was in Piedmont Park and he was beaten by a group of criminals, we tracked all of them. We got all of them. And when I say that something bothers me, I have a record of it not being rhetoric. And folks should understand that I'm going to do something about these outsized acts. But what I'm not going to do is have the work that's been done over 3 years tossed aside because our media friends need content. I got sworn in as mayor on January 4, 2010. Crime in major categories is down more than 16%, probably closer to 18%. I've done that in the worst economy since the Great Depression. I've done it with $100 million less in cash. Last year in the city of Atlanta, 85 people were murdered. One murder is too much to me. But that was the second lowest number of murders since Lyndon Johnson was president. And what I don't appreciate is when people, for their selfish interest, take these events and then cast a message that crime, that there is some kind of surge in overall crime. I govern a city that during the day the population swells to 1 million people, and I protect it in a fashion that is radically different than it was 36 months ago with a budget that's $100 million smaller. That's what you hear in my voice. But let me say this. I'm going to make sure that if you're in your vehicle in the city of Atlanta, that extraordinary measures are taken to make sure that somebody doesn't hit you in the bumper and rob you. And I'm going to take some extraordinary measures, including increasing the number of officers on the street, putting together an action plan that deals with carjacking, and a number of other things to find these people. I'm going to track them, and then we're going to prosecute them and put them in jail.
Is 2,000 officers, which was a goal for many years.
It's a goal for two decades.
Yeah, is it enough?
I think it's enough. I think it's the right size force, but, you know, it takes 90, 120, 180 days to take a young cadet and bring them into the force and give them a proper training. And so, you know, we've hired 700 officers over 3 years, and it takes time for them to become experienced. Their profession isn't any different from your profession or mine. You're good at what you do because you have experience. You've seen things and you've lived. That's true with police officers. So even though we have now built a force that I think is appropriate and adequate, it certainly takes time, one, to bring all of those people in, and then to appropriately deploy them. We've also invested in the Video Integration Center, which is video technology. And when I pushed forward with that, when I went to London to look at the CCTV system, I caught a lot of flack, and there were a lot of people questioning the use of cameras in the fashion that we deployed them. I don't think people are questioning that anymore.
What about pay for officers? Where do we stand in terms of other cities? And is there a risk that you'll lose your experienced, perhaps best officers to other cities because of pay?
Well, that would be in contrast to what is actually happening. So the fact of the matter is we have cut attrition by more than 25% since I've had this job. So the number of people who are rotating through is going down. The second thing is I gave the first step increase in pay raise for officers that they've had in 6 years. And I want to do more. But I'm going to continue to balance our budgets. I'm going to continue to make sure that I don't raise people's property taxes through my first term. And I'm going to continue to build cash reserves and strengthen the city financially so that we are not a national embarrassment.
Earlier this year, during the press conference for the I Am Not Yours initiative regarding child sex trafficking, you mentioned that it was time for a new study or new crime data to give more accurate numbers on how many children are trafficked.
Yes.
Is that a study that the city would commission, number one? And number two, is there a feeling that we're always going to have trouble getting accurate numbers? We need to do more on child sex trafficking now.
It may be. It may be. But the point I'm making is that, first of all, we have acted aggressively with regard to sex trafficking in the city within the police department. There is a large cyber component to it. So you really have to develop the expertise if you're really going to push back in a serious way. The other part is that a large part of the sex trafficking trade is done outside of the city limits in rural areas intentionally because folks don't like to draw attention to it and because we have pushed a lot of that activity out.
But we are still often a transfer point.
You're right.
A lot flows here, even if the final transaction is not here.
Yeah, but it flows through a 10-county region. People just know the name Atlanta. So what I would like to do is just to have accurate data, not to avoid responsibility, but to do a more capable job of policing it and pushing back on it. So that's really what the comment meant to. One was to let people know that we acted on sex trafficking before any press conference or before anybody knocked on my door talking about it. I had already gone to the chief, identified officers within the police department, increased the number of officers who worked on sex trafficking, developed expertise in the cyberspace around sex trafficking. So I didn't want the city to feel or people in the region to feel that we were being reactive to something new. So we were not, and we're going to do more.
Any thoughts on the streetcar project? There have been some delays and cost overruns. Any any idea when that's going to be done and what it's going to cost? Or are we looking at something that we are not quite sure about yet?
If I told you that I could give you the name of a mutual fund that if you put in $10, you would immediately be able to get out $20, I think you'd think that that was a pretty good deal. Here's the deal. People need to remember that the streetcar is funded 45% to 48% by the federal government, which almost never does 100% matches. So we have almost a 100% match. Probably going to end up around 92, 95. So when you hear about cost overruns, folks also need to understand that I made the decision and I accept responsibility for the decision to go out and buy new vehicles, which are best in class. Because this is the first experience we are going to have with new rail in some time. And if I had bought those ugly, refurbished vehicles that would have required you to put a 3-foot cement block in front of your house, it would have been very unattractive and it would have damaged the prospects for light rail and modern kinds of transit. So that's part of the overrun. The other part is this. We're going to get this right. So, you know, folks who are talking about the cost overruns regarding the Atlanta streetcar, I think just need content. They need content because if they were being fair, they would always include that this is one of the rare programs in the United States of America being funded at 80 to 100% match. So I can take the criticism, but at least include the truth. You know, because you would to read these stories, you would believe that we were spending $90 million on a streetcar. And the reporter never adds the one sentence that said, but the city's financial contribution is half, which I think they could write whatever stories they want because they don't. I know that they are doing it because they need content.
So completion date on it?
I don't know the completion date off the top of my head.
Atlanta Mayor Kasim Reed, thanks very much for being with us. We appreciate it.